This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leadville's playing rain songs. I am the Rain King. If you're just getting in your car and you're putting on 106.7 The Van because you want to listen to a baseball game, trust me, me and B want you to also. Nats-Orioles exhibition game is in a rain delay, even though it ain't really raining. Apparently, the word from all the official Beamish and Finley baseball insider is
Orioles are soft.
The Orioles don't want to play, and the Nats
soft
do. I mean, they're good and have possible World Series aspirations and don't want to mess with an exhibition game in the rain.
But they're soft.
I don't think the Nats have the same aspirations.
Yeah, but it's just a non-rainy day. You can run up and down this thing.
Listen, man, B, say what you want today. I will not defend whoever is preventing this game from happening. But that said...
One finger salute to the Orioles organization.
I just got an email from the Orioles. 7 days until it's a holiday in Baltimore.
Ooh, make sure it's not drizzling. They won't be playing.
Their opening day is Monday, March 31st. So I guess that's a week from today with Boston at home. So I don't even know where
Bria's birthday.
Who is it?
Bria.
The March 31st?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I think it might be my niece Caroline's birthday also. Because she was, you know, she was born like when did the world close for COVID? It was 5 years ago, roughly today. Do we remember what day? It was like Rudy Gobert, Tom Hanks.
It was like during the middle of the Big 12 championship game. I think it was the Big East championship.
The players were on the court.
Yeah, they canceled it at halftime.
Yeah.
Of like the opening round of the Big East tournament.
Right. And my little niece was born March 31st, 2020. So COVID had like just started. Everybody was terrified. And I don't even think, I'm trying to remember right, either my brother-in-law was allowed in with his wife and nobody else, or he might not have even been allowed in.
I don't think they were allowing people in.
I think he got to go, but nobody else. Like no other family, no other.
Nobody else should have been in there.
My mom was helping with us with Lauren and I. No, her mom, rather. Not my mom. Sorry.
I'm just saying, like, normally, many people go in that delivery room.
Who was there for you guys?
Me.
Just you?
Yeah.
That, man, that is one of those experiences that until you've been through that, that is, you can't describe it. That is indescribable.
You heard enough. You heard all you got to do is listen, you hear. And when you get there, you just realize things they ain't gonna look like you think they're supposed to look all the time.
It's different.
It's a little different.
It's different. If somebody was gonna try to describe it though, it'd probably be Charles Barkley, because he's not scared of describing anything. So I don't see how people really thought this at all. But apparently, just because people online suck, after Derek Queen's shot last night, there was like this, it was a trending topic to say he traveled, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've had people texting me this today that it was a travel, blah, 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 blah. Like, I got this. He took three steps. It was a travel, but the defender should have played down. Like, a lot of people think it was a travel. The team, it's not inside the NBA because they have Clark Kellogg sitting with them, but it's basically inside the NBA.
Same team.
It's Kenny the Jet and Chuck and Ernie reacting to Derek Queen's shot and kind of the ensuing internet reaction.
One-on-one, that's what you do at the end of the game.
You know why I'm mad, because y'all giving in.
Why are you mad?
People on the internet, they all live with the parent. They don't have a job. They're sitting around in their drawers.
Blanket
statement, isn't it, Charles? Yes, it is. Because, Clark, there's two type of people in the world. Those people who do, and those people who talk about people who do.
Okay.
And those are people who live with their parents, and they just sit down there eating bonbons and
Fritos. You know what I think happened? Jay, how long you been upstairs in that dark room?
You mean just this week?
Yeah, this I think it was Gene. He's different people on the internet.
He's
trying to get him down there. It was you, Gene.
I need a card to get
down. It's like Gene 101, Gene 102, Gene 103.
Hey, you know, the thing that annoys me about why we even having this conversation? Yeah. That wasn't even like close. That wasn't even close. I'm like, who's traveling? What are y'all talking about?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy, they're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He wasn't traveling. Chuck's right. Now,
you haven't shown me that, Jay. You showed me everything but that.
I showed you what?
You didn't show me what they're saying he traveled.
The last shot.
No, you didn't show me.
I showed you the last shot.
Right, you didn't show me.
First thing this morning. But I'll show it to you.
You showed me the other thing.
Brian, I can look at this shot however many times you want. White Brian, while I pull this up for B, is there any part of you that thinks he traveled?
No.
It's not a travel, dude. Even Lamphill, the hater of haters, do you think there's any part
the biggest hater ever
Queen the travel?
I mean, the thing about it is they just don't call traveling in basketball. So like if you call traveling in that situation, it's one of those like incredibly nonsensical ticky tack fouls.
All right, Lamphill going to extreme talking in circles to try to be somewhat fair to the Maryland basketball program. All right, B. Mitch is now watching this. Play, damn it. Maybe B. Mitch isn't watching this. There we go. I was coming to you. I was letting B. watch it. I just pulled up the video. I said, while I wait to pull up the video. All right, look, he stops dribbling there, two steps. He's 6'10". He takes big-ass long steps.
Let me see the bottom of that again. I can't see his feet.
There's another angle. You can see his feet better there. I think that's the clearest angle for a low camera on the baseline.
It looks like he just...
Look, there's another angle.
They normally don't call that first step right when you start to take the ball in. When he got it together, he took two more. But they normally don't call that.
Jeffrey?
Yo, as much as I wanted the Terps to win, that was a travel. There is no gather. Look, you know me, JP. I'm with fairness. I'm with good ball. I want to see good ball. He traveled, but like Landini said, those don't get called all the time. And like one caller said, I think it was Zeke, you let it go down to the officials. Nah. If I was an official, I wouldn't make that call in that moment. But that was most certainly a travel.
That was not a travel, dude.
You don't get, look up the rules. You don't get a gather in college ball.
All right. I just got a text.
They do it all the time, though.
I just got a text from Jimmy Patsos, who hopefully we can get on this week. Jimmy is listening to us wherever he may be. Jimmy says he's a winner, period. Derek Queen's like Carmelo Anthony. Tell your listeners, Patsos said Tim Duncan traveled every time. Sweet 16, San Francisco, baby.
So in other words, he's saying he traveled. That's what he's saying. He just told you he traveled, but he won. That's all that matters. The ref didn't call it.
I don't even think it was that egregious of a not travel.
Hey, and man, they didn't see the elbow in the eye and all that stuff. They didn't see nothing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think with those type of games, if you letting stuff like that go, you can't be petty on the last call. You got to just let it play out.
Yeah.
And for real, they just had some work to do because Maryland got a lot of people that can shoot the ball, but really that game shouldn't even have been close. But I'm going to leave it at that.
I mean, realistically, though, is traveling in basketball is kind of like, you know, whenever you're watching a football game and the announcer goes, well, you know they could call holding on every play.
Yeah.
There's traveling on like half of the basketball plays.
Yeah, and when there's not traveling, there's also like a carry. I mean, the amount of carrying.
Oh, they carry the hell out of
the ball. Nobody cares.
Believe me.
The Euro step.
The Euro step is basically traveling.
Yo, the Euro step and the crab dribble, when those things emerged into the basketball lexicon universe.
Because somebody didn't look cool, they wanted to, oh, it looks so cool, we got to make it legal. It's traveling.
Right. I don't think he traveled. I want to be clear. I think
if he was in another color, would you call it a traveling?
Yeah, if that had been gone the other way.
If a Duke player did it, would you call it traveling?
I don't think that was a travel.
Yes. Yes, JP would be all over.
If the Terps had lost on that play, you'd have been screaming about a travel.
I don't think so.
Oh, JP, stop.
When he smiled, we gave him a little sly smile. No, right now, I can just say this. They got away with one.
My man got elbowed in the head.
Oh, he got elbowed, and that's why you mad. But ultimately, your little way just gave it up. If that was Duke, hell yeah, he traveled.
I don't think it was a travel, dude. Tell
especially with red, black and white.
Give me the first 5 minutes of Barkley, 15 seconds of Barkley again. He and I feel the same. Tell these nerds.
101, that's what you do at the end of the
game. You know
why
I'm mad. Because y'all giving in.
Why are you mad?
People on the internet, they all live with the parent. They don't have a job. They're sitting around in their drawers.
That's a blanket statement, isn't it, Chuck?
Yes, okay. It is. Because, Clark, there's two type of people in the world. Those people who do, and those people who talk about people who do.
Okay.
Shout out to Chuck. We're on the same wavelength. Bunch of people sitting around parents' basements in their drawers saying he traveled. He didn't travel, all right? Glad we cleared that up. Nobody go anywhere. There may or may not be a baseball game.